Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. We're back.
We're back.
We're back from France.
Here we are.
Oh my God.
IRL.
Holy shit.
Jared and I are a newly married couple.
We got the rings to prove it.
He's wearing the ring.
Show how your finger was like limp from the new
very
weight.
It's a very heavy ring. I can't hold my hand up.
If you're watching us on Patreon, which you should be, you can see Jared's ring in the flesh.
Look at that.
And how heavy it is.
Weighing his finger down.
One ring to rule them all.
His finger's now atrophied from the weight.
It's very.
Marriage.
You see my. It's my. Oop, look, it's twitching.
Ooh.
Wow.
I hated when he was doing that. It's like very icky.
It's creepy.
It's very creepy.
What, Mike?
I guess we're now in spooky season, so it does make sense. It does remind me, is it the Addams family that had the finger or the hand?
They had a hand.
Oh, yeah. The hand. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of that.
Okay. Like if my
what
hand.
What was the hand's name?
I don't know.
I think. It or thing?
No,
thing.
Cousin
it is the hair.
Hair. I think thing.
Half facts podcast. We're back.
Why don't
baby?
You write in and let us know what that hand is called?
Oh my God, people are yelling at us. It's been 1 minute.
Honestly, though, before we start or say anything else, I want to do a little something.
Ooh.
Oh. Yes, we're having a little bit of a toast.
And I'm doing it now because I want this to like lube me up for the ep.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay? Let's get it.
Let's get it.
It is 11 a.m. on a Wednesday we're recording this, which I love. It's the perfect time to drink.
If not now, when?
She said, if not now, when? Not into a mic.
If not now, then when?
All right. Here we go. We are.
Oh.
Yes, we're married. Woo! We're married. Woo! All three of us.
That is my favorite sound in the entire world. When we were on a walk the other day and we heard somebody popping a champagne bottle, and I was like, I was like, I need to be where they are. They're having a good time.
You know that
like
new
power on.
You know that new Killers song called I'm the Man or whatever?
Yeah.
It's not new now, but they have a champagne pop in it and it's so satisfying.
It's like a subliminal messaging that just like makes you feel good.
It's it's like why all slot machines have that happy key.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Everything's in C.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lex, for bringing the champs.
Love
you guys.
Lex.
Are married. This is sick.
This is weird.
Two child bride and grooms. Yet here we are, adults, and it's appropriate, yet feels weird.
It feels weird.
This is strange.
I'm too young to be married.
I don't think I'm ready for this.
Too late.
The funny thing is, it's...
You
I
said
mean,
yes.
Everybody's like, oh, do you feel so different? We're like, no. No.
I feel different.
Jared feels different.
I feel different.
Yo, what feels different, Jared?
I feel like it's like a different kind of connection, I feel like.
Aww.
It's like the final phase.
Final boss.
Yeah.
Final boss.
Final emotional boss.
It's like now it really matters, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you finally did it, you know? You finally got your goal.
Honestly, I'm so proud of me.
Now we're locked
in. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Lex.
I'm proud of you.
You guys did good. I
can't believe it.
Stressful and hard and logistically challenged, but
it
fucking happened.
Crazy.
It was literally an absolute mess.
It was not a mess. It was a beautiful mess.
It was a beautiful mess.
Yeah.
And you were there for every step of the way.
Here for it.
Which is so sweet.
Lex, you were an MVP.
I know. I want to get into like we're gonna.
Do you know
do...
how jealous I would have been if someone else was there for you?
Well, that's what I thought was so funny.
Like if someone else had been there for you more than I was, I'd be like, "What the fuck were they doing there?"
Yeah.
Like I would have been so pissed I wasn't there early. I would have been like,
"Yeah,
If I don't have a job, I feel depressed. So,
well, I thought it was funny when we started booking, all of our friends flew into Paris and then you have to drive down to the chateau.
Yeah.
And when everybody was like booking their travel, and I was texting the group chat being like, you know, we're going to go down a date early, but like, you know, everybody else, if you want to, you can come if you want, or you can come down on Monday. Alexis is like, I'm coming down with you.
I mean, I'm so glad that you guys
need
did.
To be there first.
You're like, I'm coming down with you. I'm attaching myself to your hip. And it was the best.
Well, there are several practical reasons aside from needing to be the most needed.
Yes.
Yeah. Needing to be the most.
First needed. Of all, the first thing, we got to the chateau. I mean, do we want to get into that first?
Well, I have like our recap for True Crime Rewind. Okay. If we want to do like a normal episode.
Yeah.
Which I think we should stay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll follow your lead, but I've got anecdotes.
Oh yeah, no, we have lots of anecdotes.
Okay,
we got a lot to cover.
But should we get into the day?
Oh yeah.
What day is it?
What do you got?
We're going to get into the day. We're going to do like a little bit of a normal like intro, and then we're going to get into like all wedding recap.
Love that.
Okay. So today is October 5th. We are back and in action and almost live, and it's spooky season.
It's an overwhelming God. Time between your marriage and I just bought some pumpkins today. It's like a lot.
You know what was wild was to come back, because I feel like September was just like it didn't exist.
A flash in the pan.
And to come home and then we were at the grocery store yesterday and like there's all the fall stuff. I just forgot.
Well, this
like,
is why. Well, it isn't the reason why I decided to do the wedding in September, but I hate September.
What?
Because it's like a transition month.
I love September.
I hate it because it's like summer's my favorite.
The weather cooled off.
But summer's my favorite season. So I hate summer ending. But then by October, I'm super excited for the holidays.
Spoopy.
But September for me is like the transition month. Lex. So I'm like,
I'm with Lex on this.
Okay.
It cools. Well, being from Phoenix too, it's like when
it also isn't cooling off. It's hot as fuck in LA. But
oh, it's nice. It's like high of 80.
Yeah. Yeah, you're wrong.
I mean, that is cool.
But it was like 100 degrees all summer. But
we had to run the AC in the studio every time we recorded. This is so nice.
We don't get fall weather in California because it does stay hotter until December,
November,
basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it kind of cools down to like 70. We have like a delayed month. But anyways, for most people, it's cooler. It's fall. We're spooky. Do you want to know the things that happened on October 5th?
Yes.
Yes, please.
October 5th, 1935, the electron microscope, capable of viewing objects at the atomic level, is invented by Ernst Ruska and Max Noll in Germany.
Just trying to get that up close and personal look at stuff.
Yeah.
Just wants to get on a microbial level.
Could he
level.
See atoms?
Atomic level.
Wow. Could he see a nucleus?
I don't know.
Ooh. What about a proton or a neutron?
Or an electron.
Ooh, look at those.
I know parts of an atom, too.
I know parts of an atom, too. You just didn't let me get to it.
Well,
sorry, we already named them all.
Snooze, you lose.
Yep.
Fuck. I knew them though. The electrons go around the proton and neutron. Uh-huh. They're like loosey goosey.
That's what I've been told.
And the proton is positively charged,
and the
neutron is neutral, and the electron is electrically charged.
Half facts.
All right. In 1947, President Harry Truman makes the first ever televised presidential address in the White House, asking Americans to cut back on their use of grain in order to help starving Europeans.
Oh, okay. So, that's the same shit they're having us do. No straws to help climate change when the private jets are just buzzing around undoing all of our hard work using paper straws.
Well, you've heard the newest about paper straws and all the eco straws, right?
Goddamn. I don't even want to know, do I?
They have forever chemicals in them and they're now worse for you than plastic straws ever were.
Are they getting absorbed into our beverages?
Yes.
Like carcinogens?
Yes.
Great.
That's what it is. They discovered that all of the paper straws and eco straws are actually bad for you.
Who cares?
I'm going to use plastic straws. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Anyways, this was actually funny because this is the first televised presidential address. And it was basically after World War II, there's still famine and stuff in Europe. And President Truman asked farmers and distillers to reduce grain use and requested that the public voluntarily forego meat on Tuesdays, egg and poultry on Thursdays, and save a slice of bread each day. And guess what? Do you think it succeeded?
No.
No.
This is so funny because I'm like, this is such a telltale sign for like how everything is now. Like, of course the individual is not going to fucking do that.
No, you know what? Because if you say you can't do it, I'm like suddenly craving
one
slice of bread. Right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one poultry, no on Tuesdays, I'm eating a turducken.
Yes.
A turducken.
Like if you fucking tell me no poultry, then that's what I have to have that day. Like
it's
the last thing
true.
You need to do is tell people
not to
do
things.
Something and then they're going to do it.
You can't tell somebody not to eat something.
No.
That is insane. So it failed miserably, which I think it's funny because I'm like, and now nothing has changed. Everybody keeps telling us what we're going to do. And we're like, no,
No. Turduckens for everyone.
Turduckens for everybody.
I don't need any of that authority in my life.
No.
I'm punk.
He's punk. In 1958, Neil deGrasse Tyson was born. We love him over here.
We've been talking about him. Me and Jack had a couple of really special moments on the trip where we were getting really...
existential.
Yes. And we were very excited by the idea that, like, these sort of metaphysics exist.
Yeah.
And that they are sort of a marriage between science and magic and the unknown.
Yeah. Talking about the fourth dimension.
Space is magic, baby.
Space, yeah, we're into
it. Space is magic. Or it might be fake. I don't know.
You think it's... that's a whole
it's
other
either
podcast.
A simulation
or it's not.
Or it's not.
Or it's magic.
Space is magic.
Anyways, Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast. Have you ever listened to it?
Yeah.
Star Talk?
Yeah, of course.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's
he
great.
Explains things in very layman terms. I like listened to an episode where he was talking about the Big Bang and what it actually was and how there things exist beyond the Big Bang.
Was what,
and I didn't know
this
that.
Is what he thinks.
Well, yeah, this is
all
theory.
Theoretical.
But everything's theory. We don't know anything.
I know some stuff.
Facts aren't real.
Even the protons and neutrons and electrons, we know because it's in a textbook. Did you see them yourself? Can you
no.
prove they're there?
Yes.
No.
No, you
with
can't.
My textbook.
Yeah.
With which what? Is written by dum-dums.
1961, Breakfast at Tiffany's was released.
Love it. Love some Audrey Hepburn.
1989, The Simpsons premiered.
Whoa.
The Simpsons.
Becoming the longest running American sitcom and animated program. I can't remember if we've done this for Killing Time, all of the things that I think we have that The Simpsons correctly predicted.
Oh,
in
dude,
life.
Because
there is a lot.
Right.
It's so good.
We should do it if we haven't.
I think we might have. This one's for you, Jared. 1999, the music video for Smooth featuring Santana and Rob. By Santana featuring Rob Thomas was released, becoming a major hit and winning multiple Grammy Awards.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I love
what
that shirt.
A jam.
It is a fucking jam.
What a jam.
And 2005, Twilight was published.
Whoa.
That was like a rip in the Matrix, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's where the timeline split.
Maybe.
Because people were like, oh, I'm okay with this being like popular.
It was just really, it was a weird time and it was a weird book and like it produced a lot of weird people.
Everyone was really pale. Like they made that a thing.
I disliked the whole thing.
Wow. take a stand.
So somebody made a TikTok about the fact they're like, God, there's so many girls named Isabel that are like rushing. And it was like, what came out 18 years ago? And it was Twilight.
And it was Isabel?
Because Bella is Kristen Stewart's character.
Oh my God.
So
people
all
are
of these
so
people
dumb.
Had babies back in the day and named them Isabel.
Or Bella.
Bella. And that's why there's so many.
That's funny.
Bellas, Isabels that are now entering college.
Silly.
That's like, crazy.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's a way better name than my kid's going to get.
What?
Oppenheimer.
I don't know. They're just, my kid's going to have a very unique
Barbie.
Name. That's my mom's name.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the short for Barbara.
Well.
Which, if you didn't know, Barbara is Barbara, which means
barbarian, which fits.
Which is so ironic and just a juxtaposition to what Barbie represents.
That is actually
I do think it's a really interesting choice they made.
I kind of love that.
Me too. Really, barbaric.
And yeah, it kind of is like a full circle moment to like what the Barbie movie was.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too.
Half facts.
But that's insightful, if I do say so myself.
That's a full fact.
You know
full
what?
Insight.
If you put enough half facts together, you get one
you get a full fact.
Here's okay. a full fact. In 2018, Banksy's famous Girl with the Balloon, you know the one where she's like holding the balloon, was sold for $1 million, which seems very low for a Banksy piece, at an auction. And then the piece was automatically self-destructed by running through a shredder fitted into the frame.
Are you sure that was the piece?
By
I don't
who?
Know.
Because
who
I've seen the video.
It? Banksy or the
so,
guy?
So yeah, it was all, I'm pretty sure
it was
orchestrated
part of the art piece.
By Banksy, but like they bought.
So did he get the shreds and frame that? Like
I don't know, but whoever bought it, they bought it. And as soon as the bid went through, you see the photo just slide out the bottom of the frame and it comes out shredded.
That's
I mean, that's
so
art.
Lame.
I guess that's their own art.
It's so lame.
I think I love that.
I mean, I love Banksy.
I don't know what the meaning is. I'm not here to decipher.
I love it unless you're like, ooh, I had a place for that in my house with my million
dollars. Yeah, maybe they put up the shreds and then it's worth even more.
I'm sure it's in like a jar or they did a decoupage with it or something.
I love it. $1 million seems quite low for a Banksy piece.
Art could be fun. That's fun art.
I'll just piss my casual million away on something.
I know, right? That's all that happened on October 5th. But I do want to tell you, you know how I've been doing the fun words. the words of different languages that we don't have for the English language. I actually almost forgot to do it, but I remembered.
I'm ready. Good.
So today's word, this is very applicable for everything that has just happened in our lives.
Okay.
Today's word is a French word.
Wow.
And it is depaysement. I'm probably
how is it spelled.
I bet you it's not said like that.
D-E-P-A-Y-S-E-M-E-N-T. Depaysement.
Okay.
Depaysement. Whatever.
Depaysement.
French speakers.
Depoisement.
We're butchering this, and I'm so sorry.
Do it again, Jared.
Depoisement.
Depoisement.
Maybe Jared's right.
Depoisement. It said pays. Whatever. So whatever that word is the feeling as soon as the plane's wheels hit the tarmac. It describes the combined feeling of disorientation and euphoria you get from not being in your home country, but somewhere new, unknown, exciting, yet terrifying.
And also not dying in the plane crash.
And not dying. It's a little bit of an excitement. And then it's like, where Relief. The fuck am I? But like, you're super like, I don't know, the unknown.
Yeah.
And it says, as soon as you go Mystic through the motions.
Wonder. Stressed out about the rental car situation.
Mystic curiosity.
Probably.
Yeah, we had a lot of that. Not as much of like a, I don't know if this is kind of describing, well, it's not like a culture shock. I think it's just the excitement of being somewhere new.
Mm.
But like a little bit scared because you're like out of your element.
Yeah.
So I thought because it's French, it was also
very good. Moi.
Depois moi.
It's perfect.
I don't know how to say it.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
Ooh.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We're loving it, we're hating it, we're talking about it, we're discussing it, we're voting if it's guilty or not guilty. Then you are voting on Instagram if you think it's guilty or not guilty. And does anybody want to go first?
You do.
I do? Mine is not exactly wedding related, it's France related.
Mine is Europe related.
Okay, hopefully we don't have the same one.
We've got some gripes.
Oh, we definitely don't, because mine is very specific.
Newsflash, a bunch of Americans just came back from Europe. They got some shit to say.
It's pretty, if you could go, to any TikTok about any American coming back from Europe, it's going to be probably what we're talking about.
Yeah. Mine's pretty specific. Okay.
I'm putting on the stand, it's two things, but it's the same thing.
Just one, because otherwise mine might be the other one.
Well, it's ice.
Okay.
And also water.
Okay.
And the availability of those.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
When you're out and about.
I think I know
Europeans
where you're going.
Europeans drink water.
I don't think they do.
No, that's what's the craziest thing.
What do they do? Like osmosis? Do they just like hop in the Mediterranean and they somehow absorb?
They just never drink water and are so cool about it.
It's wild. If you're out and about in Europe, not only when you go to a restaurant, water is off. It's when you go to a restaurant in LA, they always are giving you water when you sit down there. That does not happen in Europe. Even if you ask, it's not happening half of the time. And then also, on top of that, it's almost impossible to buy a water bottle anywhere.
I was at a grocery store, the one you told me about on the other side of the hotel when we were in the south of France. They don't sell water there.
No.
Not one bottle of water.
No.
Nor did they at the pharmacy next door.
Pharmacy has nothing other than medicine.
But that organic grocery store did not have a bottle of water.
That's crazy. I never went in there. I just saw it and told you about
it. We went there. Grocery store. They should have groceries.
They had no water.
Yeah, it's pretty much
a grocery store.
It's pretty much impossible to get water in Europe. And ice, you're not getting. I mean, the funniest thing is when you order an Aperol Spritz and it comes out in a big Aperol Spritz again. It's really hard to get it the way you want it.
But they do a pretty good job with the size. They're always a nice big gargantuan
glass. The size is good, but it's all syrup.
It's got a micro cube in it though.
It's literally all Aperol, a dash of Prosecco, and one cube. Ice cube that has already been melted.
Yeah.
Like you're not, ice doesn't exist. The only place it exists in France that I have seen so far is my favorite place in France, which is Hotel Amour in Nice.
They bring you buckets. A glass of ice. They know what we want. And it's why we're upset. I went four times when we were there.
Well, we ended up staying at Hotel Amour.
Because you knew they'd bring you the ice.
Well, and it literally is my favorite place
God
that I've been to.
God bless this hotel.
France.
I love this hotel.
You walk in and right out, literally as soon as you walk in, they have a giant ice chest full of ice water.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like
they know what Americans want.
A whole chest full of ice.
It's like, holy shit, guys.
It's so weird.
They know what the Americans want.
It's definitely like a cultural difference where we are so used to it.
I've never been more dehydrated in my life.
So dehydrated.
But, you know, it doesn't feel as bad there.
No,
I wasn't
it doesn't.
Hungover.
Ever.
I was like, if they feel like this all the time, of course, I wouldn't drink water either. What a burden.
Yeah.
But like, I was never had a headache. When normally if I drink, I have a headache. I never had any of the feelings I have in the U.S. when
That's
I drink.
It is pretty insane.
Unless it's just being on vacation adrenaline.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But it is crazy because I'll feel worse after drinking two glasses of wine at home than I felt
drinking all day.
Fucking tequila shots, drinking rosé all day, going out, getting no sleep.
None.
Like, and also like all of my digestive system was like raring to go. Like I actually felt
tell
amazing.
Us more. Can we go a little bit more into that?
I mean, we don't have to,
just
but
kidding.
I think you can use
I
your imagination.
They poison us here in the US.
Yeah. But so maybe, I don't know.
Or we poison ourselves when we're here at home. I don't know. Our routines are making
but we
us
like
stagnant.
It. I missed it. I was like, I can't wait to go home. And
I
just
couldn't
like,
wait to get home. And now I'm home. I'm like bored.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This,
same.
After 2 days of being home, I'm like, where are we going next?
Yeah.
But that's how I am personally. But yeah.
It is.
That's I'm a little bored.
That's how
like,
Jack is
so
personally.
Our next
I'm like, so this is my life.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
It's pretty boring.
It felt pretty boring.
It was nice to like relax for a day and a half. No, and I got very antsy.
I needed a recharge. We slept for like 3 days.
Yeah, we did too.
And then I was like,
I told myself, I'm like, I'm not going to drink at all this month. And I'm like,
I haven't stopped. I
really need a drink.
You know what, the saddest statement, sentence that's been said since we got home?
Tell me.
Should we go for a walk?
Oh, God.
Just to try to, get out of the monotony. Yeah,
we probably should. What are we doing?
We've had a boring past few days.
It's kind of nice, though, because...
Well, Jared enjoys that more than I do.
Well, I think it's coming back from space. Games.
He's been texting Matt, hey, what's that game you were talking about?
Ooh, Starfield. So fun.
You actually haven't been playing as many video games.
I haven't
games.
Played, really. Only at night. Anyways, it's like coming back from space. It's I feel
you
like...
You would know.
Yeah, so...
As an expert.
As a cosmonaut myself, I feel like... we needed some time to decompress after that because it's so much fast. But what I'm realizing is I only need a day because now I'm shit. I really wanted to do this. I wanted to record the podcast stuff because I'm have nothing. There's literally
we had nothing to do the past couple of days. And I'm like, I've got to have a responsibility.
Let's be productive.
Yeah. At least be productive if I'm going
to
be home.
I have a show this weekend, but getting to that has just been kind of
no, we're going to be productive. Yeah. You and me, Jack, we're going to. The next few days, we're going to be productivo.
So then I can leave again.
Oh, God.
Anyways, going back to ice and water, I'm still going to say not guilty. I need it. Maybe, maybe I don't.
You do need it.
But, not in Europe, I guess.
I need
it.
I need as much as I can get. As much as I want whenever I want it. That's
as much
what
I as
need.
I can get, I want. Yeah.
I like
and
the,
I'll take.
I'm going to put it, access to water would be on the stand.
Water would be awesome. When me and Matt got to London, they had no water in the room.
What's going
not
on?
Even one water bottle.
What's going on there?
Charge me, put it in the fridge.
Oh,
and
yeah,
charge
I'll pay
me.
$5 for that water
London,
bottle.
They had none. I was like,
no. Europeans just don't drink. It's fine. I mean, they're more healthy than we are somehow.
I guess.
I know. We got off the plane back home and I was like, oh, everybody's so ugly.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. She says.
Thanks, Lex. Same.
All right. Well, who's
Jack
next?
Jack laughs. And I'm
Who's next?
Me.
Okay.
Okay. So this is another Europe thing.
What?
So you tell me every hotel or place you went into, how many pillows were on your bed?
Oh my God, I have such a good anecdote for this.
So I know that
one
I got
pillow.
To Paris and we got a king bed because there was two of us and I'd put two adults and there were two pillows in a room and I was unacceptable. So you have to call down and be like, can I have four more pillows? And the French are just disgusted by you. They're why?
Well, they're disgusted by Americans in
what
general.
What a sick indulgence.
Yeah.
How could you dare ask?
They see us as Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
On his
I'm
thing,
like, I need my folds, I guess, to be on these other pillows. I just what the fuck? We're two people. We don't just lay stiff as a board. I feel like I could picture Germans sleeping like that or something. Just I don't lay
efficient.
Like I'm in
very
a coffin.
Efficient.
Efficient and no
I don't
comforts.
Lay like I'm in a coffin, on one pillow and not move all night. And I feel like that's what they want us to do. And maybe they're ooh, this booking is from the US. We're going to show them.
Yeah.
And they give us
the Euro way.
The one pillow. So that was Paris. Then we get to the chateau. And there were three pillows per big bed. And we got there early. So me and Matt were we're going to steal a pillow from another room.
That's fine.
Because there's only three. If there were four in every room, I'd feel bad.
Three is weird.
Yep.
They'll
so
never
I was
know
like,
the difference.
I was like, if I take one from another room,
they'll
they're
going to
be like, there's two. That makes sense in Europe.
Yeah.
But three makes no sense.
Right.
And I was like, I'm actually... balancing out someone's lack of symmetry. So
yeah, you're zenning
me and Matt
them.
Ran around and stole someone's pillow. Sorry.
Sorry. Early
that's
bird.
Right. And then we went to London and we had two pillows again and we had this giant fucking suite. And I was like, and I called them. I was like, can you guys bring six pillows up here?
Yeah.
And they were finally nice. In London, they're nice. Because they're like, you're American. I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the unspoken agreement, you know? So they brought a basket of pillows up. So love them. But I'm just putting on the stand, long story short, if two adults are sleeping, at least two pillows each.
Yeah.
That's it. If you're, and these aren't, we're not staying in hostels. We're spending money.
No, these are nice hotels.
Yeah. So I'm just I have a neck disorder and a lumbar problem. Mm. I need some pillows, man.
So
I'll pay extra.
The hotel that we stayed at in Nice, the Palm Hotel, which by the way, kind of assholes. So that's that.
Kind of assholes.
Kind of assholes.
I don't think I'd stay there if I were you guys.
I wouldn't stay there again.
If they would do it again, no. They wouldn't.
I wouldn't go there.
Anyways, this is unrelated to them being kind of assholes, but the pillows that they had there...
Wrong shape.
...were big,
square
throw pillows, and that's it. They had two big, like, I'm not kidding, like 2 feet by 2 feet square throw pillows.
Throw pillows.
That's what you got for the bed. It was crazy.
And what did you do?
I'm like, we just slept on them.
You didn't call?
No, we didn't, which is actually shocking because I need like 4 pillows to sleep.
You didn't call and ask for more?
I was kind of just accepting my fate as being uncomfortable when we were there.
What I did was I like folded it in half. So like half would be up on the headboard and then the other half would be like flat. And then
it's just a wild choice. No actual bed pillows on there.
These were all
throw pillows only is crazy.
With a throw pillow like sham. Like it had like the little like danglies like, on the side, yeah. Like the dangly
that's all
border.
They gave you.
Yeah. A decorative pillow.
It was
to
a
sleep
decorative
on.
Pillow.
See, I would have called.
I don't know why we didn't, because I usually do. But
we had
just
all
did.
Kinds of other shit going we had on. Shit we were going very on. Busy. But yes, I mean, like, come on. I am used to like pillow like struggle though, because Jack has all she is at home, she has 7 and I have 1. Or 5 and I have 1.
That's
yeah,
okay.
But men can fall asleep literally as soon as their head hits whatever
Jared
surface.
Doesn't need the comfort.
Don't you don't need anything.
Don't I'm like care. Literally suffering from anxiety every minute about holding this world up on my shoulders.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I always forget about that.
Wait, Jared.
I'll take one.
Jared, tell the world about that Reddit that you were talking about, how men can...
It was what's something that men...
can do that women
can do that women don't know that men are doing. Like, what's a big man secret? And the
like
secret
a big
was...
talent.
We have something that we call the nothing box, and the nothing box is a place that we can go to where we don't think about anything
mm-hmm,
at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually able of like, we're able to like cut off all thoughts and just exist in the nothing box for as long as we want. And it's true.
As long as you want.
Yeah. I can just
they
go
literally
in the nothing
can
box.
Just like not have,
she'll
thoughts.
Look at me and I'll be, she's like, what are you thinking about? I'll be like, nothing. And because it's not
good.
Thinking about anything.
Sometimes I can actually do that. I can't do that, but sometimes I find myself doing
but like,
it.
Like when
I
things get bad,
I can do it.
I go to the nothing
I can't
box.
Force myself to do it, but sometimes I literally am. He'll say to me too, he's like, what are you thinking about? I'm like,
nothing, nothing feels good.
Yeah. Well, it's like you just like literally zone out and like
yeah,
kind of shut
when
down.
When you say
yeah.
nothing, I feel like it's not.
She's
nothing.
Lying.
No, it's because I'm so overwhelmed that my body is going into like overdrive and then like nothing's coming out in my brain.
Sure.
Like, oh, no. See, men can, I can literally drop my heart rate and go into the nothing box and just like
hibernate like a bear.
It's like a form of stasis.
It's actually fucking insane.
Anyways, I did that for the pillow situation and I do that often.
Yeah, you do.
And it helps.
That's okay.
But I'm going to say
we're guilty on these fucking pillows. God,
more pillows, so France.
More guilty. Pillows. All right,
and
Jared.
England.
I have something to put on the stand today.
What is it?
Etsy, the website.
Oh my God.
I love Etsy.
I'm putting the website Etsy on the
this
stand.
This is so funny.
Here's why.
Oh my God, dude.
I can't wait for this.
So Jack customized everything for our wedding. Literally every inch.
Look at these shirts.
We're literally
yeah.
wearing.
Oh yeah, we didn't even mention the Chateau Van Monaco shirt.
We're wearing our Chateau Van Monaco
also,
shirts.
I have show and tell.
What do you got? Oh, you got your room key.
Aw.
So these were connected to our keys when we checked in.
Was that Etsy?
And they say yeah. Chateau Van Monaco when you're home.
When you hear your family.
When you hear your family, like. What is that?
Olive
Wendy's?
Garden.
Olive Garden.
I wish it was Wendy's.
Right. Here's my...
Oh.
Oh. Here's my bracelet. It says, Till Death, Jack Vanek Limited.
Jack Vanek
original. These are going to be selling for a gazillion dollars one day. I got more. I got my pizza box game token.
It's a coin.
Little coin.
So anyways, Etsy. Here's my problem.
Wait.
Is I watched Jack... order tens
everything.
To hundreds of things on Etsy for this wedding and they all showed up incredible. I tried to order one thing on Etsy and it turned into the biggest fiasco ever.
Did you read reviews?
No. I didn't think I needed to. I thought the website was like
it's
vetting
like Amazon.
These people.
No,
I know,
it's like it's basically like eBay. Like they have like a million people
okay.
on there, and you have to like do your due diligence.
I thought if you're on there,
what
you're
did you
already,
order on there? Can I ask?
I wanted to order as a present for myself, my father, and my father-in-law.
Cute.
Matching cufflinks.
Aww,
so I wanted really us to sweet. Have our initials. So what? It started out with me and my dad have the same initials. It's JM for both me and my dad. So I wanted two JM, and then I went to order them, and I was like, well, I should get your dad some.
So BV.
WV, so William Vanagry.
Right, I guess, his full name, if you're going proper.
Well, plus, it's nice, because it's like a bunch of squiggly lines.
Yeah, you can just, like do that yourself.
It looked cool, yeah. So I ordered them, and then they sent them to the first house that I ever lived in somehow.
Because you didn't update your address.
No, but I...
It was his fault.
That is your fault.
No, wait. I ordered, and then I saw the address was wrong. I messaged the seller. I said, hey, this address is wrong. Here's my current address. He said, no problem. Got it. Send him to the... Whatever. So then I was like, okay, well, I can't get these. They're gone. So I went to another seller, ordered again. No problem. We'll get them out to you in 3 days. Got them about a week before we left. Didn't bother to look at them. The day that we're leaving for the wedding, I opened them up. We've got JM, JM. That's my dad. We've got WV, WV. That's Bill. And we have JM, JW. So mine were wrong. And
who
so,
cares, though?
I know, but I was just
but
like...
But we changed it to just wed.
Just
yeah,
wed.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, just wed.
Just I mean, wed.
As long as everyone else is right, I could also be like I don't care about me when I'm doing something like that.
No,
I'm
that's
like,
what I ended up doing. He took the JW, yeah.
So I took the shitty ones. I gave them their cufflinks as like a present.
Oh, were they moved?
I think they liked them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There
was Bill moved?
Yeah.
So was Jim moved?
I think he was. So they both had their custom cufflinks for the wedding, but I didn't wear cufflinks for the wedding.
You didn't wear your...
I didn't need them.
You didn't wear them?
No.
Oh, my God. Not that I noticed.
I'll wear them.
I like a tight,
him,
I like a tight
him,
cuff.
I'll wear them as earrings. Give them to me.
Okay. There you go. JW.
Just
like the JW Marriott.
That's right.
So anyways, I had a Etsy. It's so funny because I watched her literally like make the coolest stuff.
I think
this
is a user error, so I don't know.
It is user error because I haven't had a single problem with any of my Etsy orders.
I love Etsy. I buy like amazing like vintage stuff on Etsy. Like I love Etsy.
You're on my shit list.
No, you're on your shit list.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I gained some clarity here today.
It's this one seller that fucked you with the JW.
But you should have done some research.
There was a second one, too. I was trying to make flasks for everybody, and they screwed me over.
I'm sorry, Jared. But men aren't good at these things.
No, you're not.
No, that's what I realized. Because I was like, oh, I'll do some Jack stuff. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to customize some stuff.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to the details.
Blew up my face. So
it's okay.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Guilty.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to do a little mini review of everything wedding.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
All right, we're back. We're already running late, but I feel like we've gotten into a few of the things. I think what we do this week is we start all of our recap. We'll see how long we get. And then next week we can come back and talk more.
Love that.
Okay. So do we want to start from the beginning? Like, do we start in Paris?
Yeah.
What? Well, you had quite a fiasco getting there.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I am not a travel agent, you know? And I was like, I'm going to use all of the points. We're going to fly first class from Los Angeles to Colombia to Madrid. And I'm like, that's no problem. First class, it won't even matter. Except like when you get to Madrid, it's like an archaic sort of airport. There's nowhere to sit. And we had like a 10-hour layover in the middle of the night. And then I realized I booked our tickets from Madrid to Paris for the wrong day.
Oops.
Yep. So I had to, in real time, like, buy new tickets for a flight that was in, like, 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
We were rushing. And then we got on the plane and we were actually going from, we were going to the Orly Airport, not Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah.
And I found out that we had tickets on like the Spirit Airlines of Europe.
Was it EasyJet?
No, it was Ryanair? Transavia.
Oh, wow.
Even worse.
And it was like the Disney airline. So everyone's got like mouse ears on, like everyone.
While you've done like a 30-hour travel day.
Because Paris has a Disney.
Yeah.
But Orly is where people take it's closer to Disney.
Yes.
So if people are going for like 1 day or 2 days, like that's what they take. So it was like children and babies and like mouse ears and people screaming and cheering when the plane took off. They didn't give us water. It was an hour and a half flight, but there was like no water.
That's what they
do. Me and Matt by this point were like, I was like, he might dump me. Like, this is terrible. Like, this is bad enough that I don't know if I've ever made this kind of blunder because we were so tired. And yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, I remember.
And then we couldn't find how to get an Uber once we got there. And then once we got an Uber, we had this very nice man who was a Putin sympathizer.
Oh, no.
And he's like, he's not so bad. He's like not like Kim Jong-un. He's not like committing a genocide.
My God.
And me and Matt were like,
how the fuck did you start talking about Putin?
He asked about Donald Trump. And we're like, well, we're not huge fans.
We're also extremely tired.
And he's like, well, Biden. I was like, we're not huge fans of him. I'm like, we hate all politicians. Like, we're not huge fans of any. They're like, well, like Putin's, Trump and Biden, they're not so bad. There's no genocides. I'm like, well, if that's the standard, then I guess they're great.
We exist above that threshold, at least.
And then he's like, just like Putin, he's so misunderstood. We're like, totally.
Oh, my God.
Because we're like, we just need to get to our hotel. We're not going to argue with you.
The last thing I want to do after a 40-hour flight day is,
we'll talk about politics.
No, talk at all to anyone about anything. So the fact that he went straight for a political conversation after that flight.
He had it on in his car. He was listening to an audiobook. He was about the Knights Templars.
Oh.
It was all about like Christianity and it was so loud and it was in English.
Ew. Yeah.
And it's why his English is so good. And I was like, incredible. I wish Americans were more like this. I wish I spoke better French or Spanish or whatever. But I was blown away with the Putin sympathizing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would feel like I was in a fever dream.
Because Putin has just killed, like, his Wagner dude.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, not a great conversation to have in an Uber.
I don't like having any conversation in any Uber, and that's my stance on all of it. But once you guys got there, and you guys, remember where they, did they come to that first little restaurant that we went to? I think I remember. I remember you guys showing up.
We were upset.
And I knew that you were coming off of, like, a crazy trip.
We were upset.
Yes.
No, because they're like days had gone by. I'm like, I thought that they left 3 days ago.
But I have to say, and this is a testament to the entire trip, is you guys showed up.
You rallied.
And you were you. And I was so happy that you were both there. And then like you continued to just be amazing for the rest of the trip.
Because we were fine once we took a nap, but we were like angry toddlers.
For sure.
But when we got there, we opened our room and I started crying because Matt booked us another room, but further from everybody.
Yeah.
That was really nice. And I was like, I want to be closer to everyone. And I canceled his and I bought one. And then we walked in. I started crying.
Was it tiny?
There was no room to open our suitcase. It was so tiny that I started sobbing. And I was like, I need to go to sleep right now. And that's why when we woke up and came to lunch, we were good. I was like, because it all goes in perspective. Like, we spent no time in the room. It didn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
But, like, that travel is hard.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Especially two, like, adult children, you know? That's what we all are.
Oh, yeah.
Paris was amazing, though.
Yeah.
We finally, like, all of our friends started coming the same day as you.
Yeah.
And, like, by that day, it was, like, the Thursday or whatever, we probably had, like, 10 friends. And it was so fun just having like all of our friends from all over the country in one place drinking Aperol spritzes.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually, I don't know if you want to save this for the next episode or for now, we have to talk about FacePile.
FacePile.
Yeah.
Pile Face.
Yeah.
So whatever the fuck it's called.
No, we can talk about it now. Okay. We have a few minutes.
So we had a night where we were all, it's tough when you have a group that's like huge. So we went to this place called Pink Mama for a dinner.
Incredible
so good.
Food.
Insanely
Best
good.
Restaurant in Paris.
But one note, bring the salad out first and not at the end of the
that
meal.
That was crazy. We need to talk about that because
it was good on the stand.
It was an Italian place and we did like a price fix menu. So like there was pasta, pizza, blah, 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 blah. And at this point, we had been there a few days. Everybody, also Europe does not have a vegetable. So we're like all craving a salad so bad.
Bad.
We eat all the pasta, all the pizza. And then as like the dinner is wrapping up, they bring us a salad.
A delicious salad.
Crunchy.
You gotta bring that out first.
And it's like, dude, we are so fucking full on cheese and bread. It is insane that you're bringing the salad as the last course of the meal.
I gotta say that pasta was like the best pasta I've ever had.
That pesto pasta was like unreal.
I've been to Italy and like their pasta was better.
Yeah.
Pink Mama, bitches.
Well, the restaurant group that does it, Big Mama, is like the best.
So anyways, we did that. And then after we're trying, what's tough is you have 20 people. So you're trying to find somewhere to go for the after dinner event because we didn't have anything planned. We wandered. It turns out the rugby championship, whatever that is happening in Europe, specifically in France. And so it's slammed. So I'm like stressed. I'm like, we have 20 people. Where are we going to go? We find this place called Pile Face.
So we're walking around to all these different bars. It is 100 degrees outside. It is so fucking hot.
This place has air conditioning.
We find somebody, was it my mom? I don't know. Somebody like walks in and is like, this bar has AC. It is completely.
I think it might have been May.
It was completely empty. And not a soul in there. And then there was a stripper pole.
Yep.
And we're like, all right, let's take it over. So our whole group of like 25 people all go in there and take this bar over. And it was fucking amazing.
It was one of the funnest nights.
Yeah.
And Jared's bandmate, Ken Kennedy, what a limber Frenchman.
He got up on that pole.
He was
like
on that
pole.
Animal.
Like he belonged there.
Ken is such an enigma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love that guy.
He really is.
No, he's the best.
He was like
such a sensitive, lean, limber man.
I love him so much.
Oh,
and
dude.
Artistic.
Yeah. He's a very...
he looks good in a beret.
He does look good in a beret.
He's very French vibes.
But he went upside down. He went inverted on that stripper pole. And I was like...
Jared also jumped on the stripper pole and he hugged it like a little koala bear.
Yep.
Which is adorable.
That's really the only move I've got.
And we basically took the bar over and stayed in there because it was so hot. Like everybody was dying outside that we're like, we will do anything for AC.
Yeah, they were having a heat wave there. So it was nice to find somewhere that had AC because it was so rare. And... it was just such a nice way to bring everybody in and like have a moment with all of our closest friends.
Yeah.
So I'll remember that night.
Like, gotta remember May, Jack's mom, was there and she was just like cleaning everything
before
she touched anything.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't sit on a stool. She cleaned the pole, I think.
Yeah.
She was like, no.
My mom is a germaphobe. So
she's like, I'm not allowing this.
She's cleaning everything everywhere.
She's like, can I have an astringent or something?
Yeah. She was wiping down everything.
Yeah. She's a mess around.
It was so funny.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just like on the pole, just like
licking the pole,
just sliding down slowly like a little koala. We've basically run out of time.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got into like one day of Paris.
Welcome to the end of part one.
And we're out of time. Part one of the recap. Maybe next week we'll forego on the stand and kind of just jump into the whole thing.
I think we're gonna have to.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.